A person makes a mistake by passing by his own household when inviting people to accept Christ. A very worldly woman once said, "I don't know many Christians, but somehow I can't help thinking of them as hypocrites." But your sister-in-law, who lives in the same house with you, surely you must admit that she is a devoted Christian. "Well, that's just it," she answered with a chuckle. "She has a wonderful disposition. She's committed to missions and Sunday school, but she has never said a word to me about becoming a Christian." If she really believed all that stuff about hell and damnation, do you think she would not have said something to me? John 4, verse 35 says, "Do you not say, 'There are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest'? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest." The Bible makes a clear case for the urgency of evangelism, bringing non-believers into the kingdom of God through Christ. The reason this is so critical is due to the fact, the very real fact, that the end of time will come at a moment when no one expects. In fact, this very night, many will go to bed, just like any other night, but never wake up. It's at that time that the righteous will go to be with the Lord in heaven, and the unrighteous, or those lost apart from Jesus, will go to a place of everlasting damnation and separation from God, the most horrible eternal sentence. Our gratitude for Jesus' gift to us, combined with our love and compassion for others, should drive us to reach out to the lost around us, sharing the redemptive message of Jesus and leading them into God's kingdom. Who do you know who's lost, separated from Christ? Do you love them and long to bring hope to their lives? Who will you bring to Jesus today?